各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到 Julia 的每日原味美语课堂。 Julia 将带领体验美国哈佛大学、美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。 Let's go! 首先，我们还是来回顾一下 Jack 对自己经历过的事情的描述。 Oh no! There is boning muggling!A year ago, some mutual friends of ours fixed us up because they thought we would hit it off. Unfortunately, she was on the rebound, so I didn't want to get involved. I tried to let her down easy, but she got furious and started screaming at me.Oh no, she's coming this way, wrong. 那么 Jack 在这里说到的 let her down easy 是什么意思呢？我们今天就来学习这个原位表达 let someone down easy. Let someone down easy. To let someone down easy meansTo convey bad or disappointing news in a considerate way so as to spare the person's self-respect. 那么用中文来说是婉言拒绝的意思。我们通过下面的例句来熟悉它的意思和运用。The boss tried to let Tim down easy when he had to tell him he was too young for the job.老板试图婉言告诉 Tim 他太小了，不能做这项工作。 Too young for the job， 太年轻了，不能做这样的工作。我们可以用一个短语 too 来进行替换， Too young to do the job， Too young to do the job。 DickStarted to apologize, and George, who has had much practice in these matters, let him down easy. Dick 开始道歉。George 在这些事情上很有经验，就给他留了面子。Have practice in 表示在某些事情上有经验。Have much practice in these matters. 在这一些事情上有很多经验。Practice 作为名词是不可数名词，所以前面用 much 进行修饰。那么在某些事情上有经验，我们在 practice 的后面用介词 in， 不要用其他的介词。When I told him I wanted to borrow some money, he let me down easy.
我告诉他我想借些钱，他婉言谢绝了。
在此呢， Julia 想说 To let someone down easy 是一个 idiom。 那么文中的 I tried to let her down easy用标准书面英语如何来说呢？我们可以用 reject gently, reject, R-E-J-E-C-T, reject somebody gently 来进行替换。I tried to reject her gently. 最后请大家一起来跟我读一遍。I tried to let her down easy. I tried to reject her gently. Julia 先前只能听懂慢速 VOA， 但经常跟 Robert 老师打交道之后，竟然完全能听懂长速 VOA 了。这是需要我们去研究美国人是如何发音的，掌握一些规律，反复模仿朗读。那么在明天的学习中，由 Robert 老师带领操练 Real Speak，
咱们明天再见。